Hey guys, this is Joe. Today I want to introduce you to our partner Vanta. Achieving ISO 27001 or SOC 2 compliance can unlock major growth for your company and build customer trust, but the process can be time intense and costly. Vanta automates compliance, getting you audit ready quickly and saving up to 85% of associated costs. And Vanta scales with your business, helping you enter new markets. Join 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora that trust Vanta. Claim 20% off Vanta at vanta.com/startupradio. That's vanta.com, spelled vanta.com/startupradio.
Welcome to startuprad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hey guys, this is Joe from startuprad.io, your startup podcast, YouTube blog, and internet radio station, bringing you news and updates from the German-speaking area, Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Today, I would like to welcome you to a new format where I talk by myself. Background is a little bit, I originally wanted to do this for quite some time, but I didn't get to it. And secondly, I was originally planning to have a really interesting startup with an AI toolbox from Italy here today. Unfortunately, it's a very small team and those guys caught Corona. So most of the team is down or currently taking care of business. So they had to cancel the interview on short notice, but I do hope I'll soon get them here as an interview guest. On the other hand, I always want to do a little bit of a solo additionally to the interviews and news that I bring you. On the other hand, my life kept me quite busy in the last few months. So that's why I decided now's the day. Now I'll tell you a little bit about what I think, what I did. Talking today a little bit about what I've seen when I was last week for 2 days in Paris at Huawei Connect. Background is, in the past, I've brought you from the events only a little bit of a single startup interview, which some of you liked and some of you did not like due to the background noise. So I basically moved from doing on-site interviews into remote interviews, which then actually took away a little bit from the event itself, because it looked and felt like a normal startuprad.io interview, which of course it should be, but basically all the things that I did that I've seen at the event kind of did not get noticed there. So that's why I was trying to do to combine both, and also of course still bring you an interview from this Huawei Connect event to you. Before I dive too much into my content, I would like to notify you that you, of course, can, as always, suggest interview guests and also some topics you would like me to cover by just simply emailing me joe@startuprad.io. I cannot promise to reply to every email because recently I started to get way too much mail, but I'll promise to read it. Today, I want to bring you a few impressions. So that would be a rather short episode of startuprad.io from Huawei Connect, which took place last week in Paris in November 2023 for everybody who's listening to this later. And there was a lot I didn't know about Huawei, which in Germany is actually pronounced Huawei. And most people would just know that they produce nice cell phones and tablets, but actually they do much, much more than that. And I'll just highlight a few points from the event that we've been to, especially concerning their main focal points, green and digital transformation. I have to admit, I did not know how many startup programs those guys are actually running. mostly on Huawei Cloud. Examples are a startup challenge in Poland, acceleration program in Italy, accelerating Finnish startups at Slush, France Digital Impulse, and they actually at the event announced a research center in Paris spending around 2 million annually in budget. They're supporting SMEs in Germany with a digital transformation, and they do have a startup program in Spain and one in Greece, at least a cooperation with the startups. Some interesting stories that I heard there. One of them was they're running in Norway a program with a company. There are two species of salmon, and actually they're going through something like a channel, and if it's the invasive species, an additional door will open. The invasive species will swim through, can be removed later, and only the original species is allowed to proceed up the river, where they can then lay down their eggs and grow and have the next generation of salmon growing there. Also, what I found interesting is a project Increase, where they help protect the woods from wildfires with a lot of technology. Another interesting story that has been sticking to me from the Huawei event was they are not only producing hardware, but also software. Especially what I had in mind was a combination of a hydro dam and a photovoltaic installation, meaning solar cells generating energy, but at a height of approximately the Mont Blanc in the Himalayas. And when the solar cells are not working, the hydro dam picks up the slack. And so basically they get a very smooth and even energy delivery from there. The thing is, normally with renewable energies, you do have big problems with the net because the wind is not always blowing, the sun is not always shining. And so you have to compensate and you have to manage quite strongly what's going on there. And that's also one of the reasons why you still need a lot of gas as a pickup energy source when there is no wind blowing, when there is not enough solar energy to pick up the slack in order to have enough energy in the network. As I said, I want to bring you a very specific AI startup, this time from Italy, because I found those guys very interesting. So basically, they did have a fair in the location inside this big hall. And I was talking to a lot of different startups, including a fintech from France and this startup from Italy. And I found this most interesting. And you know, guys, from time to time, we'll take a little look outside of the GSA DACH area. And therefore, I thought it would be a very, very interesting topic to discuss here. I don't want to promise too much. I don't want to hint too much. Just be sure that we will publish this interview before the end of the year. Speaking about the fair, I was also able to test some of the tools they had there on the booth. And one of them was a tool that generated an automatic avatar from me with AI. You can see the picture going through here right now. Plus, what I also shared already on Instagram is that I was using the Pengu NLP natural language processing model, which was pretty impressive because I told them everybody can speak English, turn it to German. And I actually said my name, the O with the two dots on it, Jörn, in original, and they nailed it at first spot. That was very impressive. And then very quickly translated it to Mandarin, to Chinese short characters. That was also pretty good. Very good experience there on the fair as well. So Huawei was mostly focusing on all the tools, all the hardware and software parts they currently have to help to transform the economy. Europe is mostly in their focus. It's the biggest market outside of China, and they are looking to help with the digital and green transformation because as everybody who is already listening to my channel for some time understands, you cannot have a green transformation without a digital transformation. You first have to see where all the greenhouse gases, where the waste is, where the greenhouse gases come from, where the emissions are coming from. And then you can basically start to manage it, or even at one point, if you cannot really reduce it by the amount necessary, you can also start to offset it. But first, you have to have it digital, measurable, and that's where those guys are currently working on. They have, for example, AI, cloud, and other tools, like, for example, mesh networks that they can provide to companies. My understanding is that the digitalization tools for the green energy transformation will not transform itself. The companies need to start working with them. And therefore, I just realized that Huawei has a specific called Huawei eKit tool. I'll link down here in the show notes below, where they'll have a lot of different solutions, basically first beginning for small companies, networks, home offices, and so on and so forth. I'll link down here in the show notes to a few additional sources for information. For example, their offer for SMEs, the videos for the 2-day keynotes, plus any additional information. If you liked my solo video, please comment, like, and subscribe. And if you do have any topics you would like me to cover, please reach out to me, joe@startuprate.io, or the usual channels on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you're following us and liking us. Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprate.io. Remember, sharing is caring.